Typically on Sunday night, we have a testimony before our service begins of God's grace, and we often have young men and women who are part of the Justin's Place program at St. Matthew's House come and tell us how God has had mercy on them and what God has been doing in their lives. And we have a guest tonight, Daniel Skarnecchia. Did I say that right? It's listed in your bulletin as Daniel S because I didn't want to spell it wrong. So come on up, Daniel. Daniel has been graduated 2 months ago and has been a peer mentor for the last 6 months. So come and tell us how the Lord has had mercy on you.
Well, thank you, guys, ladies and gentlemen, for this opportunity. I like the way that is titled, to have mercy on my life, because that's exactly what happened. And a little bit about me. I was born and raised in Steubenville, Ohio. I was born in a great Christian home, very loving family. I had no reason to fall into the lifestyle that I did. And throughout that time, I went to church regularly, developed a relationship with God, and I lost all that when I was introduced to high school and wanting to fit in, basically. I lost that, and I gave that up for wanting to chase something that I could never attain. And through the course of about 7 to 8 years, I slowly lost all that was given to me as a child. The biggest thing that I remember feeling broken about before entering treatment and seeking help from Justin's Place was I was watching my relationships that were significant to me fall apart, and I feared that. Thank God that has been saved. My girlfriend is still here today, seeing me through a lot. My family still is here, and supports me and backs me today. And I can tell you that wasn't the case about 16 months ago. I was very fearful that was all going to fall apart. And so I made a prayer and an act of faith and asked him to bless my intention to do something good in my life. And I entered that program and I put everything I had into it. And I committed to a year-long program in changing my life and ultimately rediscovering why I'm here. And through the course of that, God's blessed me and shown me incredible amounts of grace and, given me. And the verse I like to use for this is it's Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans that I have for you, says the Lord, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. And I can promise you, 16 months ago, I didn't have a hope and a future. I had a craving that I couldn't fix, no matter how much countless amounts of money I sunk into it. I had a lot of despair. I had a lot of pain and a lot of brokenness. And today I've never made as little money as I've have in my life, but I'm more happy than I can ever ask for. And that happiness isn't from what I can do and I can try to chase. It's what God's given to me today. So today I work at Justin's Place as a peer mentor. I have the opportunity to walk alongside those guys that are first coming into the program and give them a little hope and let them know that, it is possible. That life can change. And I work as an addiction counselor. I'm currently in my second year studying. And my hope is to, continue to stay open to His grace. So thank you for your time. And thanks. Amen.
Perhaps you know somebody, maybe in another state, who needs something like Justin's Place. People come from a variety of places around the country, mostly local, mostly Florida, but there are about 150, 160 folks in the year-long residential treatment center. It's a faith-based program. They spend part of their time here in Naples and part of the time out in La Belle, out in the country, and then they come back to Naples to be reintegrated and back to work. So we praise the Lord, Dan, for